Scientists are coming to understand the brain more like a machine, one that can talk to other machines. A group of scientists at the University of Washington are working to unlock how neural engineering can help a paralyzed person communicate, or an amputee use her thoughts to move her leg. But once you start tinkering with someone's brain, it's not hard to imagine thornier, even darker possibilities. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer leads us into the imagination of a scientist and an artist who together are thinking through the dilemmas.
The curtain rises on a laboratory. A scientist enters and hangs up her coat. Then another walks in, very quietly.
Oh, Miles!
Honestly, Candace, no need to holler like a fishwife.
Sorry, I was startled.
This is a one-act play called Brain Trust, written by Rachel Atkins.
I work as a playwright.
Working with Eberhard Fetz.
Professor in the physiology and biophysics department.
Together, they developed this play based on Fetz's interest in deep brain stimulation. It's an implant that tweaks brain function by zapping circuits of nerves. Much of the research is done on animals.
You smell like a zoo.
I do not.
I'm telling you, you do. You just can't smell it on yourself because you're around them all the time.
Come on, you know monkeys don't smell.
Well, they smell to me.
Besides, it's decided that it was husband and wife team, both scientists.
A pair of married scientists.
Hard to know which was hers and which was mine.
Who are studying neural implants to treat depression.
One is conservative and just sort of indirect and slow.
The husband in the couple has become profoundly depressed himself.
He wants an immediate solution, and
he gets an idea of a different part of the brain that
I don't know whether I should give away the story.
Actually, let's not give it away just yet. First, you have to know how these two got together. They're one of five pairs of contributors to a theater project called Thought Experiments on the Question of Being Human, produced by Seattle-based Infinity Box Theater. The plays deal with all sorts of tricky scenarios in brain research, like erasing memories or malfunctioning prosthetics. Each creative pair consists of a playwright and a scientist from the UW's Center for Sensory Motor Neural Engineering.
I think we all call them my scientist, and Eb is my scientist.
As a non-scientist, Rachel Atkins knew she couldn't present the deeply technical stuff, but she was drawn to the questions a general audience would care about.
Moral, ethical, legal, like what are the ways in which this work can overlap with other kinds of issues that non-scientists face, so that we'd all have something to grab onto in that play.
The two collaborators use fiction and speculation to open up those critical human questions.
You know, it's one thing to give us, you know, mobility to a paralyzed limb or something that feels like just about our bodies, but the idea of changing our brains and what feels like it is our most essential self, that's tricky.
Which brings us back to the characters of Candace and Miles, whom you'll recall has an idea of how to use that brain implant to treat depression. It's all about targeting an untested area.
In the ventral tegmental area.
Ventral tegmental area, but that's...
And I think it's time to stop monkeying around with the damn animals as test subjects. I want to try this on myself.
This is pretty unorthodox, but it soon becomes apparent Miles is not giving Candace a choice.
I can't wait, Candace.
You see, Miles has already started drilling into his head.
Oh my God, Miles!
I was going to do the whole thing without you, but I can't. I need help placing the electrode.
The only thing to do now is go ahead with the experiment. Almost nothing here is all that far-fetched. The technology exists, as do many others that have great potential but raise troubling questions. The center at UW has decided to tackle those questions head-on. Professional ethicists there are advancing the neuroethics alongside the science. The plays are kind of an extracurricular complement to that work. Neuroethicist Sarah Gehring says this play gets at a key question about neural engineering.
Should we be allowing people to change themselves in this fundamental way through trial and error, self-stimulation, without having some sort of regulation or oversight on what's going on there? Because it can be dangerous.
Gehring says fiction can be a potent tool in playing out the implications of bleeding-edge science.
I just think it's really powerful because the artists are automatically going to go for how these technologies will affect humans and our relationships. So just like science fiction is a long-standing tradition of exploring our possible futures and thinking about the downsides as well as the upsides, so too I think the plays did a great job of doing that.
The play Brain Trust is shot through with that ambivalence. All the more so when we discover that Miles's gambit isn't a total failure.
You believe you're God?
No, my darling. I realize that I am God. There is a difference.
If you're not sure what to think about all this, you're not alone. Even scientist Eb Fetz has mixed feelings.
No, I don't think I would want the electrode in my brain. I think it's too invasive and risky. But, you know, if I were on my deathbed and there was nothing else happening between now and the end, I wouldn't mind trying it.
Fetz and Rachel Atkins may get to toy with their thought experiment a little bit more. Atkins is hoping to develop the one act into a full-scale play and dig even deeper into what it means to engineer the human mind. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.